Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host and friend, the Sand Tiger DJ Southeast Vince, coming at you from a place called Durham, North Carolina, and this is Black by Color Only on CNM Radio. On this show, I will discuss current events and issues that affect the black race, and I will take on the apostles of blackness. Hopefully, you'll get something from this show, and if you have a question or a comment, make sure you season it well with respect, or I'll push the kick button and you will suffer the curse of the fruit bat. So don't come here being a fruit bat, as this is a fruit bat free program. You are listening to Black by Color Only. Hello, everybody out there today. Hope today finds you doing well. If you would like to be a guest or call into the show, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And you can call in and talk about anything related to the subject matter. But once again, have to give you the reminder of the curse of the fruit bat. I will not accept character assassinations, excessive profanity, ad hominem attacks, insults, coming in, disrupting the show, not adding anything to the conversation. If you do that, I will push the kick button and you will suffer the aforementioned fruit, curse of the fruit bat. I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me, just be respectable in your comments. You do that and we should have a very good show. I hope everybody's doing well out there. I've had a very eventful couple of days. Well, not really eventful, but, you know, it's been kind of busy. Yesterday, I had to stay out from my job because there was a recall on my vehicle. I had to go and get that fixed. And didn't take them long. Took them less than an hour. They got the matter of the recall fixed and whatever. So I'm back in service now, but anyway, I really wasn't going to take off yesterday, but I probably needed to, because I haven't been off yet this year, haven't had an absence or anything, and yesterday was my first one. But my wife got off half a day yesterday, and we went out and got a new kitchen table and whatever. You know, of course, I had to go out and be a husband. I had a pretty busy day yesterday. I really did. And this week, I'll be honest with you, part of the, I guess you could say, the busyness I've been through this week was all the news stories that were coming out this week. And this 2020 was a very trying year for a lot of us. But this year, 2021, it seems to be pretty weird in a way, you know, and it's just showing me how crazy this world is becoming. Of course, you all know that for the past couple of weeks, I've talked about, you know, these woke people, you know, the people that point out everything that folks should be offended at. You know, they feel like they're offended and they feel like you should be offended. You know, did anyone know that Sunday was the Grammy Awards? Did anybody know that? Because I know I didn't. I just happened to look up and I saw a picture of the Grammys and it showed two artists who are, I guess they're fairly well known. One's named Cardi B. And another is named Megan Thee Stallion, whoever she is. And I'm quite familiar with Cardi B because right now she has an ongoing feud with one Candace Owens. And to be honest with you, Candace Owens is smacking her down. But I saw a picture of them on stage they were on the floor and they had their facing one another. And the description, I don't even want to watch these shows anymore because I think they're a bunch of crap, really, be honest with you. Just a lot of, you know, social justice issues and everything like that. But the article stated that this was the high point. This was one of the high points of the Grammy Awards. And I'm like, you mean to tell me you got two little sluts up there? I'm not going to be too nice. You got two sluts up there doing a strip show, folks. And now, you know, some kids got to be watching this. And we call that a high point. But yet and still, we want to get rid of cartoon skunks and Dr. Seuss and all that. But because, you know, Dr. Seuss and Pepe Le Pew are offensive. But Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion doing a burlesque show during the Grammys is not offensive. And folks, I'm telling you, we have some very messed up priorities. I mean, it just seems like every day it just gets worse. It's almost like the woke crowd is out there saying, you know, how much more offensive can we be? You know, let's find something to get offended about, you know. I saw that and I said, y'all got to be kidding me. But we want to get rid of Pepe Le Pew. But we don't want to cancel Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B. And I remember a couple of years ago, one Michelle Obama, you know, the goddess Michelle Obama, she actually stated that Beyonce would be a great role model for her girls. Beyonce, the hip shaker, the social justice warrior, said that she thinks Beyonce will be a great role model for her girls. Now, you see how mixed up our priorities are, our morality has been. We have flipped morality on its head in this country. We have really flipped it on its head. And it's getting to the point, well, it's already ridiculous, but it's getting more ridiculous as the days go by. Late last week, I saw an article, well, not an article, but a clip on YouTube where this man was saying that Jesus was a racist. And he pointed out a scripture in which Jesus, there was a Greek woman, and she was asking Jesus for, you know, for her daughter to be healed. And Jesus totally ignored her. And so she came, she kept begging, you know, can you heal my daughter? And Jesus said, I am not come but for the children of Israel. It's not meet for me to take the children's meat and to cast it to dogs. And the woman was like, yeah, Lord, okay, I understand that. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus said, whoa, your faith is great. Okay, go your way. Your daughter is healed. Now, some jerk got up there on YouTube talking about this shows that Jesus was a racist, just like everybody else. Because he came up there and he had his own little misgivings about people who weren't Jews. And so Jesus told, you know, because Jesus told the lady, said, you know, I'm only come to the children of Israel. And they believed that that was an act of racism by Jesus. And so they say that, well, this idiot, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to be nice. This idiot said that the lady called Jesus out on his racism, and that's when Jesus changed his mind and healed the daughter. Basically, what that was showing was Jesus was testing the woman. He wasn't showing racism. But why do I mention this? It's because this is another thing the woke crowd is going to try to hold on to and try to cancel the Bible. They're already going to try to cancel the Bible. And I don't know if it's ever going to happen or whatever. The scenario might go like this. You might get a knock on your door. Some government worker might be like, how many Bibles do you have in your house? And you tell them how many Bibles you have. You know, you got to register your Bible, you know, like how they register your guns, so they know where all the guns are, so that when they do their big sweep and everything, they can get all the guns. But I kind of believe the scenario probably go like that, something like that, and they'll say, how many Bibles you got in your house? Oh, I got five. Okay, can I see your Bibles? Yeah, yeah. And then one day they'll come by, and they know who has Bibles in their homes, and they'll come by those homes and discard the Bibles. Now, that might sound extreme. It might sound extreme, and it very well may be a little extreme in my thinking. But I don't put anything beyond this woke crowd today. If they'll cancel a cartoon skunk, I wouldn't put it past them if they'll try to cancel the Bible. But this world is going crazy. Some of these people have one too many loons floating in their ponds. And it's almost like you try to recover from a previous day, and then this present day, something else comes up that's just outrageous. It's like it's boom, 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 not stopping, like a snowball rolling down a hill. And this is crazy stuff, people. This is some mucho crazy stuff. Jesus was a racist. Wow. I'm like, oh man, you're reading too much into. And see, here's the thing about a lot of people make these criticisms about the Bible. They're nothing but a bunch of cherry pickers. They're nothing but cherry pickers. They never read the Bible in context. If they do read the Bible, and a lot of what they think they know about the Bible, somebody else has told it to them. They haven't read it themselves. That's why a lot of people think that the Bible supports slavery. It does not. But somebody comes by and says, hey, And see, a lot of people are already against the Bible, first of all. Second of all, when you come and you show them something negative about the Bible, they just cling to it. They're like, oh, yeah, the Bible supports slavery. No, it doesn't. I've read the Bible. I read it every day. When I was getting my car fixed yesterday, I was sitting in a waiting room, pulled out my Kindle, and I started reading the Bible. Because to me, the Bible is necessary. It's necessary for my life. It's a blueprint for my life. And you have a lot of people who don't even understand the Bible because they don't have the Spirit of God living in them. So they're not going to understand it. But they'll cherry pick the scriptures and they'll say, see, the Bible supports slavery. Or see, Jesus was a racist. And they haven't even taken the Bible in its context. But they want to get rid of the Bible, and they'll do anything they can to make a false accusation against the Bible so that they can get rid of it. And folks, let me tell you something about these woke people. These woke people do not care about freedom. All they care about is control. That's all they care about. And they're being manipulated by the elites, and they think that, you know, what's passed down to them from the elites, they think, I'm doing a good thing. But once the elites are finished working with them, the higher-ups in the government, they're going to turn on them too. Mark my words. Always happens. The elites are going to turn on them as well. They think they're doing a good thing. They think they're compassionate, and they think they're doing something for a good cause, you know, fighting the power and all that. And the elites let them go on and do their thing. And then once everything gets canceled or whatever, and the elites get a grasp on the people in the country, then they'll turn on them too. So these woke people going around here talking about, you know, Jesus is a racist and all that. Oh, yeah. Keep in mind that they're going, the elites, the higher ups in the government, they're going to turn on them too. Because the higher ups, they don't care about the well-being of the people. All they care is the control. And they'll dispense with some of that control to their little lap dogs, and that's the woke crowd. That's the people going around talking about, you know, everything is racist and everything is misogynistic and everything is this, and, you know, and we got to cancel this, and, you know, this is hurting people's feelings, and we can't have people's feelings being hurt, so we got to get rid of this, we got to get rid of that. But see, like I said before, they're getting offended at things that don't need to be getting, that you don't need to get offended at, while other things that are offensive, they give them a pass, i.e. the aforementioned Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. And it ain't just them. It isn't just them two. It's a whole bunch. You know, you got these rappers out here that use the N-word. Nobody tells them, hey, stop using the N-word. But once a white person uses the N-word in a casual way, oh, he's a racist. But see, If we would, you know, we need to study this woke crowd, because when you do that, you'll see that there is an ulterior motive. Basically, they're not trying to get rid of what is actually offensive. They're trying to get rid of what they think is offensive. That's the world we live in today. That's the world we live in today. And when I saw that garbage from the Grammys, I think they had Tamir Rice's mother up there. You know, Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old who was gunned down by the cops because he was out there pointing a gun at folks, a gun that looked very realistic. And in some aspects, some people are turning on the woke crowd. You know, I mentioned Michael Brown's father is mad at Black Lives Matter because that $10 billion that Black Lives Matter received last year within 6 months, they haven't seen a cracked penny of that money. That money hasn't gone to help black neighborhoods. It hasn't gone to set up scholarships for black folks. It hasn't gone to cleaning up their neighborhoods, getting rid of drugs, and cutting down on the crime. So it makes you want to ask, well, what happened to that money, Black Lives Matter? Y'all say y'all care about black lives, but the black lives aren't getting that money. What is going on, Black Lives Matter? Going to people's pockets. That's where it's going. going to pay for special interest, because Black Lives Matter and their elite higher ups really do not care about black lives. Black Lives Matter is just a Trojan horse to bring in socialism. That's all it is. These people do not care about black lives. This woke crowd, they really don't care. All they care about is the control that they think they have. But the elites over them, they're the ones in control. And they're the ones that stir up the masses. I was saying a couple of weeks ago that I wonder what incident is going to happen to this year to get the whole Black Lives Matter crowd rolling again, because it's been a while. What's going to be our George Floyd and Breonna Taylor of this year? What's going to be our Michael Brown of this year? What's going to be our Trayvon Martin of this year? They got to fire that money up. They got to fire it up. The apostles of blackness, they got to fire that thing up, because they got to get paid. I already read that quote from Booker T. Washington last week. These people don't want the grievances of the of black people to go away, because they won't get paid. But anyway, it was several things I wanted to talk about today. Just a couple of minutes before the show began, my wife came up to me. She put her hand on my shoulder and she said, "Honey, you're going to talk about a lot today, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah. Yeah." You all heard about, I'm pretty sure you all heard about the shooting in Atlanta on Tuesday. And this nut went around to these several massage parlors, and he gunned down several people. Eight of them were killed, and six of them turned out to be Asian. Now, here's the thing. The woke crowd jumped on this, said six Asians were killed. Oh, he was hunting down Asians. Now, don't get me wrong. This guy, you know, the skies are cloudy, but the lightning ain't flashing, you know. But when he was arrested, he said, "I didn't go around looking for Asian people." He said, "I didn't kill these people because they were Asian." And keep in mind, two of them were not Asian. But now we're making a big deal about this, about Asian violence. And we're talking about, this is a result of Trump's America, you know, because Trump called the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, the China virus, and this has increased the violence of certain people against Asian folks. I have a couple of problems with that. First of all, Trump didn't have to call the coronavirus the China virus or the Wuhan virus, because that's where it came from. Anyone could have said, "Hey, this came from China. This is a China virus." And why wouldn't Donald Trump call it the China virus or the Wuhan virus? That's where it came from. But they think that Trump's rhetoric, his quote-unquote, his hateful rhetoric, gave a pass to these people in committing acts of violence against Asian folks. Now, the second problem I have with this is, almost every day, almost every single day, an Asian person gets met by violence at the hands of a black person. The people who commit way more acts of violence against Asians are black folks. But you don't hear about that on the news. I wonder why. But now all of a sudden, oh, violence against Asians. It's been going on for decades. Gangs of black people will beat down an old Asian woman or an old Asian man or something like that. But, oh, that doesn't make the news. But this guy, because he was white, and they even described him as being white in the article, this white man went and he killed a bunch of Asians. And that's what a lot of us are thinking now. This white man targeted these Asian people. But we never talk about black on Asian violence. Now, I don't want to harp on black on Asian violence. I think violence against anyone is bad. If you're committing violence against a white person, if you're committing violence against a Hispanic person, violence against anyone is bad. But the people who are committing the most acts of violence against Asians are black folks. Now, I know that might be hard for some people to swallow. I'm sorry, but those are the facts. Check out the stats. And stop going around here thinking that, oh, we black people, we don't do anything. We just sing around singing Kumbaya, and then these evil white people want to descend down on us, cause us some trouble. We didn't do anything. Oh, yeah, $2 billion worth of damage during the riots last year. But, oh, they're peaceful protesters. Peaceful protesters. Oh, yeah, and the white people that committed the acts of violence during the riots of the Black Lives Matter, those were Trump supporters. That's what they tell you. Oh, they were Trump supporters. They were planted by Donald Trump to hurt the cause. No, the cause hurt itself. But I pulled up this article. It says, I don't feel safe anymore. Asian Texans grapple with racism after a gunman killed Asian women in Atlanta. Tuesday's shootings in Atlanta left 6 Asian women dead. Asian Texans say they're being targeted too. Yeah, but it's not by white folks. It's by black folks. San Antonio resident Mike Nguyen, I think that's how you pronounce it, is afraid to be outside these days. Earlier this week, he was driving with his colleagues when they pulled over to help someone pick up boxes. But he froze up when they parked the car on the side of the street. He couldn't leave the car. It's not that he didn't want to help. It was the death threats he had received recently that kept him in. I can't even go out and help a fellow person in the community because I'm afraid that I might get attacked, said Nguyen, whose restaurant was vandalized and spray painted with racial slurs after he spoke out against Governor Greg Abbott's lifting of a statewide mask mandate. I'm not stepping out of this car right now. Wonder if it was white folks that did that. Nguyen said that while he was angry over the racist attack on his business, news of a gunman killing 8 people, including 6 women of Asian descent, at 3 spas in the Atlanta area has added a heightened sense of fear to the already complicated mix of emotions he's feeling. I'm emotionally tired. I'm angry. I'm frustrated, he said. I think a lot of Asian Americans are frustrated that you see these crimes happening, but nothing's happening. There's no stop to it, and people are trying to make it that it's not a hate crime. Cherokee County authorities identified the 4 victims of the shootings at Young's Asian Massage in Acworth, Georgia, as Delana, Ashley Yawn, Paul Andre Michaels, Zhaoji, it's a Chinese name, Zhaoji Tian, and Dayu Feng, according to media reports. The only survivor of the shootings, Elcius R. Hernandez Ortiz, remains hospitalized with significant injuries. On Thursday, Fulton County officials named the victims from the other 2 shootings as Soon C. Park, Hyun J. Grant, Soonja Kim and Young A.U. The attacks in Atlanta are the latest in a wave of increasing assaults in the U.S. targeting Asians during the global COVID-19 pandemic. As the virus spread, the anti-Asian hostility climbed. Former President Donald Trump regularly referred to COVID-19 as the Chinese virus. It is the Chinese virus. It came from China. For over a year now, Asian Texans have battled a heightened sense of fear on top of disproportionate job losses and business closures during the pandemic. A recent Pew Research Center study even found that 58% of Asian Americans say that people more commonly express racist views toward their group since the pandemic began. Now, I don't know how true that is. But Asians have been suffering violence from other groups since before the coronavirus. This didn't just start because Donald Trump said Chinese virus, and everyone's like, Chinese virus, let's kill some Asians. Like I said, no one ever talks about the instances of black on Asian crime. And now everybody's coming out, oh, stop the hate against Asians. But nobody said this for Donald Trump came into office. But they're trying to make it like, they're trying to paint a picture that this is the result. This is Donald Trump's fault for inciting people, you know, like he incited a riot up in Washington, D.C., for inciting people to commit acts of violence against Asian people. That's all this is. Stop AAPI Hate, an organization founded during the pandemic to track incidents of anti-Asian discrimination, received 3,795 reported incidents of racism against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders across the United States between March 19, 2020 and February 28, 2021. Of those attacks, 68% targeted Asian women, according to the group's most recent report. And Texas Stop AAPI Hate has tracked 103 anti-Asian racist incidents that have occurred since March 2020, when a native of Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, and his two sons were stabbed in a Midland Sam's Club by a man who believed the father was Chinese and spreading the coronavirus in the store. Asian Texans have also reported verbal abuse and being spit at and coughed on, according to the group. Honestly, I don't feel safe anymore, said a Chinese-American Austin resident who spoke on condition of anonymity because she feared that she could be targeted. She said that last month, a white man driving past her truck stuck out his middle finger at her for no reason. Well, join the club. A lot of us get the middle finger pointed at us for no reason. I mean, really. I don't think he just did that because you were Asian. Could have been, but I don't. That's probably not the principal reason. Even when I'm driving inside my car, I cannot take off my mask. I have to put it on. She said, I don't want those things to happen again. I really don't know if they have a gun, if they're going to shoot me anytime. I don't know. I just feel like it's a trauma. In Houston, the police department released a statement Wednesday announcing a plan to increase patrols in certain neighborhoods and to organize a town hall to address concerns about anti-Asian hate crimes. I wonder if they're going to say the police are against Asian people because they're going to increase their patrols in their neighborhoods now. I mean, that black folks do it, so I don't know. Amy Zhang, a PhD student in sociology at the University of Texas at Austin and a researcher for the AAPI COVID-19 project, said that pandemic-related racism and more cautious tendencies among the Asian population combined to impact the Asian community harder and earlier than other groups. People were experiencing things, especially early on, that were very much this racialization of being Asian as contagion, where just existing in public while Asian was kind of seen as a threat to some people, says Zhang. Zhang previously worked for the Texas Tribune as a fellow. I think they're reading too much into this. Asian, the Asian community is trying to come out. and say, ever since this pandemic, you know, violence against Asians has really increased. I don't have the footage now, but I would recommend you read a book by a man named Colin Flaherty called White Girl Bleed a Lot, another book called Don't Make the Black Kids Angry, and another one about the knockout game. Is the knockout game a hoax? You know, and I would also recommend you check out his podcast because he talks about a lot of this stuff. And let me tell you all, black on Asian violence has been going on for decades. And now all of a sudden we want to be aware of Asian violence because this white man, this little white kid, this little stupid 21-year-old white kid went on a shooting spree and killed 6 Asians, and they think that's a sign of the increase of violence against Asians. But it's been going on long before Donald Trump got into office. So those of you all thinking that Donald Trump is the reason why Asians are facing all this violence because he said something about the Chinese virus, y'all stupid. You're stupid. But anyway, there's something on a lighter note I wanted to mention today, too. Did you all see the video of Joe Biden falling up the stairs? Hey, bring it, boy. Yeah, he was a sex addict. Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. He was a sex addict. But anyway, I think everybody has seen. I think everybody's seen the video of Joe Biden tripping up the stairs, going to Air Force One. You know, some people have made parodies of it and everything. You know, and the funny thing about it is, usually when the president goes up the stairs to Air Force One or whatever, he usually has some kind of entourage around him. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I've ever seen the president walk up those stairs by himself. And I don't know what that entails or whatever, but yeah. But some people, now I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I can understand people seeing the hilarity in this. Now, I don't think it's hilarious per se. I seen the parodies of it. Now, those were hilarious, but the incident itself is not hilarious to me. But here's the reason why I would make a big deal about what happened with Joe Biden. June of last year, June 2020, I forget where Donald Trump was. I forget where he was. But Donald Trump got off of Air Force One, and he got on some steps, and he slowed down because he was trying to be careful because the steps were slippery. People wanted to make a big issue about that. Look at Trump. Look at how he's trying to walk slowly down those steps. And I'm sitting there like, I don't see what the problem you all have with Donald Trump walking down these steps. I mean, doesn't any one of us, when we go outside and we know there's ice on the steps, we take it carefully. You know, when wintertime comes around here, sometimes we get ice on the steps. And my wife always tells me, honey, take it easy going down those steps. That's all Donald Trump was doing. Now, the steps probably weren't icy, but they were probably still slick because he's wearing dress shoes. And when you're wearing dress shoes, probably any surface is slippery. But all Donald Trump was doing was, you know, taking his time, get down the steps. Now, Joe Biden, from what I saw, he wanted to walk up them steps real fast and everything. It looked like he was almost running. And he tripped them 3 times. And I'm sitting there now. Really, I wouldn't make a big deal about something like this, but because people criticize Donald Trump. I mean, it was true what I said. Donald Trump could sneeze and people would say, why did you sneeze like that? I mean, Donald Trump couldn't do anything that they would not criticize. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. And I'm sitting there like, really, y'all? No, don't y'all talk about Donald Trump. Or don't you talk about Joe Biden. Why y'all laughing at him? How many of y'all done tripped on the stairs? Well, a lot of us, probably any of us who have lived a considerable amount of time have probably tripped down the stairs. But the problem is, when Donald Trump was walking down the stairs, he was taking his time walking down the stairs, somebody wanted, I think it was Joe Biden was criticizing him. Look at how Donald Trump just taking his time walking all gingerly down those stairs. But yeah, here you are, you done tripped going up the stairs. Three times in less than 10 seconds probably. Crazy mess, y'all. And all you had to do, see, I don't even think that the woke crowd even cares that they're wrong. I don't even think they even care about that. I don't even think they care about the bias that is so evident to people who just take a little momentary research into their cause. I don't think they even care. This past year, yes, I do believe that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. But you had certain people saying, oh, we didn't see no evidence. No, you didn't look for the evidence. You didn't care that the election was stolen. You just got rid of Donald Trump. Yay, Donald Trump is gone. Yay, we got Joe Biden. Now the world done gone all weird now. Gas prices going up, economy is going to start to tank. But, oh, we got rid of that evil orange man. Care that the election was stolen. They don't care. And they'll sit there and say, oh, no, the election wasn't stolen. Y'all just lost. Nah, you know the election was stolen, but you don't care. And no one for the life of me is going to get me to believe that most of the people who voted for Joe Biden voted for him because they were confident that he would do a good job. You're not going to convince me of that. And some people voted for Joe Biden because you got Kamala Harris. And that leads me to another thing this week. Joe Biden was talking at some press conference or something, and he referred to Kamala Harris as President Harris. Could have been a slip of the tongue because, you know, Joe Biden, you know, all his grains of rice are not up there. But it could have been a slip of the tongue, but it makes you, I mean, he said it a couple of times, though, President Harris. And like I said before, I think people pushed Joe Biden out there. They knew Joe Biden didn't have a toenail to stand on. And they pushed him out there because, you know, his running mate was Kamala Harris. I don't think these people believe that Joe Biden is going to last 4 years. He just might. But I don't think they believe that he will, which means if Joe Biden gets off the scene either by death or by enacting the 25th Amendment, you know who's going to be president, right? Be Kamala Harris. And not only that, you know who's going to be vice president? Nancy Pelosi. Oh, this just gets better and better, doesn't it? And then we can say, oh, we got a female president, and we got a female vice president. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I think Joe Biden becoming president was a setup. That's just my opinion. If I'm wrong, show me where I'm wrong. I'm not so proud that if I know I'm wrong, that I won't admit to it. But I think all this has been a setup. We already showing the economy of this country starting to go into a nosedive. But nobody cares. It seems like the people who support, they don't care. You got a few people here and there who voted for Joe Biden. They're like, wait a minute. Nah, this ain't what I voted for. But for the most part, the people who voted for Joe Biden, they don't care. Sir, the plane is in a nosedive. Pull up on the steering column. We need to go nose up. I don't care. That's basically how the people who voted for Joe Biden are acting. All this was, what we see today is the result of a setup. You are not going to tell me that Joe Biden got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama. Ain't no way you're going to tell me that. You're not going to tell me that Donald Trump gained 11 million more votes in this past election than he did the first time he got elected. Wait a minute, let me rephrase that. You're not going to tell me that Donald Trump lost the election after gaining 11 more votes than he did the first time he got elected. Excuse me, I got my words mixed up there. You're not going to tell me after a massive amount of Hispanics and black folks turn over to the Trump side that Joe Biden won this election. Ain't no way you can tell me that. I mean, really. Wait a minute. $4.20 a gallon in California? Seriously? And I'm sitting here talking about $2.61 here in Durham. Bring it, boy. Come on over to North Carolina. We love you here. We'll love you here. Everybody in California at the sound of my voice, come on over to North Carolina. Those of you all with that liberal leaning, that liberal socialist leaning mind of yours and everything, y'all can stay in California. But come on over to North Carolina. We'll love you here. Oh, you know, going back to the Asian thing. Oh yeah, the violence against Asians has increased because Donald Trump referred to COVID-19 as the Chinese virus. Well, that's where it came from, dum-dum. Where do you think the virus came from? It came from China. So you all can't accuse Donald Trump of being a factor in the violence against Asians. And then, you know, they'll use this incident to try to tighten up on the gun control laws, and they'll probably say, oh yeah, he was a Trump supporter. They'll do all that. As if Trump is out there saying, hey, I want you to kill a couple of Asians. It's not Trump's fault. And stop trying to make it out that it is. It's not Trump's fault. But yeah, people want to, they're upset that people are laughing at Joe Biden for tripping up the stairs. But Joe Biden was the one who criticized Donald Trump for walking carefully down the steps. I forgot where it was he was supposed to be, but it was raining and Donald Trump was walking carefully down the steps. And they wanted to criticize him for, and I'm sitting there like, y'all got to be kidding me. Oh, y'all got the signatures for the recall? Is the recall going forth? Is that process going forth? Is that actually going forth, the recall? Because I think y'all need a recall, really. Because, okay, I got you. Yeah, Bring It Boye is my California correspondent. I got a couple of people who come on here, and they're from California, And they tell me all the goings on in California, you know. But yeah, we're living in a crazy mixed up world right now. I mean, it is crazy. 57% of the Democrats, are you serious? For real? Okay. You're right, Bring It Boye. There might be some hope. Wow, okay. I didn't expect that. But did you all hear this story? And I'm going to another subject right now. Did you all hear this story about the man up in Canada? I think it was in British Columbia. And he was jailed after referring to his daughter as his daughter. They say he misgendered his daughter by calling her a her, which is what she is, a her. I got this at, where is this? Breitbart.com. Okay, Breitbart.com. Canadian man jailed after misgendering his daughter. Misgendering his daughter. Now, he didn't call his daughter a he or a boy. He called her what she is, a her. A her. Oh, man, I didn't know the transgenders had their own flag. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Anyway, a Canadian father has been arrested for misgendering his own 14-year-old child, 14 years old now, by calling her his daughter and referring to her with the pronouns she and her. Robert Hoogland, the father of a 14-year-old biological female who identifies as transgender and prefers male pronouns, was found in contempt of court and jailed on Tuesday after repeatedly calling his child his daughter despite the court forbidding it, according to a report by the Post Millennial. The Attorney General of British Columbia reportedly issued a warrant for his arrest for contempt. I'm not making this up. I'm not getting this from the Babylon Bee or the Onion or anything. This is actual stuff that is happening in the world today. This is showing you how crazy our world is today. And they have a tweet here. It says, Rob Hoogland was just taken to jail. His crime, trying to protect his little girl from medical harm. I stand with Robert Hoogland. This girl, 14 years old, which people, let me tell you all something. When you're 14 years old, you can just barely smell yourself. And as far as I can recall, I used to be 14 once. And I don't know probably one quarter of what I know now. And this girl, she wants to be called a boy, and she wanted to get the testosterone treatments. Now, folks, a lot of risk to these testosterone treatments. It can cause certain kinds of cancer, certain other little ailments or whatever that I'm not too familiar with, but the one that stands out to me the most is the cancer. And she wants to be a man, but the thing about these treatments, it's not going to change her DNA. It might disrupt her DNA, hence the cancer coming. But it's not going to change her DNA. She can sit there and get all the testosterone treatments she wants. But her DNA is always going to say that she is a girl. Now, this is up in Canada. This is just north of the United States. And from the trend that I'm seeing, this mess could quite possibly, sooner than you think, be coming to the United States. Hey, look at that girl over there. Put your hands behind your back. You're gonna spend a few months in the clink. what I do, officer? You called that transvestite a she. But she is a she, officer. She doesn't like to be called a she. So that's why you're going to the clink. Like I said a few weeks ago, I think they need to change the name of the United States to the People's Republic of Stupidity. Now, I still have faith in this country. I do, you know. Well, I have faith in God, but I still have hope for this country. But you got so many people in this country that want to adopt what Canada is doing. You know, if you quote a Bible verse that talks about the sin of homosexuality, you can go to jail in Canada for 2 years. Now, I don't know how long this man is going to go to jail for, quote-unquote, misgendering his daughter, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's equal to the time that you could spend in jail for speaking out against homosexuality. Folks, this is crazy land. Let me go ahead and do my advertisements, and on the other side, I will continue with this subject. You are listening to Black by Color Only on CNM Radio. Uh-oh.
Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Alrighty, people. Welcome back to the show. If you would like to call in, be a guest to call into the show, call in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And I got to check out that Bite Me in the Basement deal that I just heard that I did an advertisement on. I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah, anyway, before I go any further, I got a email from Robert Garding, who is the, I guess you can call the chief of CNM Radio. And, he invited me to check him out on Rumble.com. And Rumble is a place where anyone can go there without fear of, being kicked off or anything because of your views, and I checked him out and I said, oh, okay, I finally got a face to the voice. And I would invite you all to check him out, Robert Garding, on Rumble.com. And Rumble is going to be a place I'll probably start doing videos there too. get myself out there. You know, I'm still going to be on YouTube, but I'm still going to I'm probably going to hit Rumble a little bit harder. You know, I love how they have it set up and whatever, and you know, we'll just see how that goes. But before before the break, I was talking about this man up in Canada who got arrested for misgendering his daughter, which the girl is genetically a female. And he got arrested for calling his daughter his daughter. And folks, this is the kind of folks this is the thing that bothers me. A lot of us, we stick our heads in the sand and we act like, oh, this mess ain't happening. This is, you know, oh, okay, you know, let's ignore that. That's just minor stuff and everything. Folks, this stuff is wearing down the morality in our world, and it's wearing down the morality in this country. And a lot of us who need to speak out against this stuff, we choose to remain silent because we don't want to rock the boat. But I think not only do we need to rock the boat, we need to capsize the boat. And we look at that, they say, oh, okay, well, whatever, whatever, okay, yeah, okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. I mean, we're living in Looney Tunes right now, be honest with you. And we sit there and we think this stuff is not going to touch us. And then when this country turns completely socialist, completely communist, and then we sit there and cry out and say, hey, wait a minute. Nah, this is not what I want. You can't change your mind then. You think it's going to go back to the way you want it to because you realize, oh, I was wrong. No. The signs are showing you right now. We're seeing the signs of this country going towards a more communist state. Now, we still have our freedoms, don't get me wrong. But this is why we need to fight for our freedoms. But we can't sit here with our heads in the sand. And some people are just so ignorant about what's going on. And then when you tell them about it, they're like, oh, I never heard that before. I never heard that. As if you know everything. You don't know everything. And instead of saying, let me check out what you're saying. I never heard that. You don't know what you're talking about. Oh, because you never heard about it. That means it's not going on. That's why so many people blindly voted for Joe Biden. Because they thought Joe Biden, oh, he's going to be better than Trump. Because they were fed the garbage that Trump is a racist, Trump hates Mexicans, Trump hates women, and none of that mess was true. None of it. And this is the thing that gets me about a lot of people. And I know I sound like I'm a little passionate right now, yeah, but this is the thing that gets me about a lot of people. You can shoot down every last one of their talking points, and they will still believe what they want to believe in. That's what you call stupidity. Some people say stupidity means you make a mistake and you don't learn from it. No, I wouldn't go so far and say that. Stupidity is when you know the truth and you just choose to follow the lie. That's stupidity. Because sometimes you can make a mistake several times before you learn from it. And that's not saying you're stupid. Some people might, you know, take a couple of mistakes and then, oh, wait a minute, no, can't do this. But stupidity is when you know better, but you choose to do what's wrong. That's stupidity to me. Stupidity has nothing to do with your level of intelligence or anything like that. It basically has to do with your mentality. Let me give you an example. Let's say you've seen about 15 people get burned on this stove. They got burned on the stove, but you still want to go over there and touch the stove while it's hot. That's stupidity. And like I said, the People's Republic, I see the United States really descending into the People's Republic of stupidity. And I know I sound harsh, and I know some folks like, no, Vincent, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. You know, and it's not about me talking like that. It's this is what I'm seeing. People will rather accept a lie instead of the truth because the truth cramps their style. That's stupid. And yeah, it's not a gift to be stupid. Yeah. It is not. It's not a gift. Even though some people do act like they are gifted in that area. But no, it's not a gift. Father up in Canada being jailed because he referred to his daughter by the pronouns of she and her and referred to her. And they said he was charged with family violence. Let me repeat that again for those of you all in the back who didn't hear me. He is being charged with family violence for referring to his daughter as his daughter. Now tell me that ain't cuckoo banana town. But let me go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and leave the link in the chat room, and you all can check it out for yourself. But this is crazy stuff, folks. This is real crazy stuff. I mean, yeah, tar and feather them. Yeah. Yeah, tar and feather them. Oh, the cad. He referred to his daughter as a she. Oh. And before I see you there, caller, I'm going to mention something right now. And this just puts the icing on the cake for how crazy a week this has been. But this one is more personal. As I said at the beginning of the show, I went to the furniture store, got me and my wife, we bought a new kitchen table. Nice kitchen table too. I'm sitting on it right now doing my show. And when I got in and see, I love getting new furniture. I love getting new furniture because I love to put things together. I love to, you know, makes me feel like a man, you know. But I like to put things together. I got a TV stand. I got two TV stands I put together, a coffee table, this kitchen table. I love to get down and just work with my hands. And so yesterday, you know, got this kitchen table, and within about a couple of hours, I had it all built up and everything. You know, I'm like, okay, this is nice. And so, you know, the old table, our old kitchen table and chairs, I set it out on the side of the road, half expecting that somebody is going to come and pick up that table and chairs. We looked out the window yesterday, table and them chairs are gone. They were gone. But the box that I had the new table in, it was still out there, of course. You know, it's just a box with some styrofoam in it. And so this morning when I woke up, my wife said, honey, I want some pancakes this morning. You better get out there or I got this bull whip and I'm going to snap it on your back. So you need to you need to make me some pancakes. So I was going to do breakfast. And I looked outside and the box was in the road. And I said, oh, my goodness, what's the box doing in the road? So I said, you know what, maybe it's not going to, you know, slow down traffic. But I said, you know what, let me go out here, get this box, get it out, you know, break it down, put it in the trash. So I went outside, did that. The neighbors beneath me, they're Hispanic. It's a lady. She looks like she might be in her late 40s, and she's got a adorable daughter and son. And they got this old yappy dog But anyway, I digress. But when I finished, you know, doing the boxing and everything, and I was coming back to go upstairs to my apartment, the mother and daughter were in the door. They were like, come here. And they looked like they were upset. They looked like they were real upset. And you know, when I was doing the box, a police car rolled by me, and the policeman, you know, he was driving kind of slow, and he saw me, and he waved to me, and I waved back at him, you know. I was like, okay, friendly policeman. But this mother and daughter, they told me, said, they looked like they were upset. And they were telling me, said, do you know that guy across the street? Right across the street is another apartment building. And, well, basically, to make a long story short, they said this guy has a thing for the lady downstairs. And sometimes when she comes outside, he'll come outside and he'll pleasure himself, pull down his pants and pleasure himself. And I was shocked. I was like, are you serious? And they said, yeah, he did it this morning. I said, when I was doing the boxes, and see, I didn't even notice it. I didn't even notice. They said, yeah, he did it this morning and said he had been doing it for the past 3 days. And, you know, when the police came, they questioned the lady, and she was upset. She was big time upset. And I felt a little anger rising up because the people downstairs are pretty nice. And I felt the anger rising because I got a wife. And if that guy had done what he done to my wife, what he had done to the lady downstairs, the police probably would have been there for two people, would have been to haul two people to jail, because I would have given him a piece of my mind, and it was going to be a big piece. So, people, I just want to I just want to solicit those of you all who know the power of prayer to pray for us here, because this is something that I have never experienced before. I've heard about sexual predators and everything and stuff like that, but, you know, the police hauled him off, but they said there's not much they can do. They're going to have to release him. And when they said that, the woman downstairs got really upset. I mean, I almost broke into tears myself. And I told them, I said, hey, you all stay safe out there. I got your back. You all be careful, you know. I was really concerned because I was like, you know, this lady, she has two daughters. And one of the daughters, she said, I don't know how you say it in Spanish, but he was, I said, I know what you're talking about. But the police hauled him off. I don't know if he's in jail or whatever. He hasn't been back home or whatever. But I'm going to be a little bit more watchful of my surroundings because of this type of stuff. And this is stuff that you're like, it just blows your mind when you experience this on a personal level. And they were real upset. They were very upset. And I didn't like it. And I was getting mad myself. Now, I have a way of covering up my anger. A lot of people say, well, Vincent, you didn't look mad. Yeah, trust me, I was mad. And of course, the police officers did their report and everything and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, this has been a crazy week. This has been a really crazy week, both personally and in general. But let me tell you all something. The closest that I ever get to hating someone is someone who wants to be a sexual predator, especially on little children. You want to take liberty to get indecent or whatever, or you want to force yourself on a woman to rape a woman, or you know you want to rape a little child or something. You get no sympathy from me. I'll pray for you, but you don't get much sympathy from me. But that lady, she was upset. I mean, she was just crying. Oh, my gosh. It was like, man, I've never experienced anything like this. And I said, the guy across the street, and my wife said she had seen the guy before, and she said she had seen him yesterday, and he was sitting outside. It was sitting outside for a long time. And I didn't know he had the hots for the lady downstairs. The lady downstairs is Hispanic. And the guy looked like he was black. And she said a lot of times she'll come outside and he'll be looking out the window, see her come outside, and then he'll come outside and do his, you know, do his number. And I said, I in a way, I felt kind of ashamed because I'm usually a person who notices his surroundings. Because my wife would tell you, when I go to work in the morning, I don't just walk out the door and walk down. I always check my surroundings. And I was like, wow, you know. But folks, those of you all who know prayer, just be in prayer that whatever this situation is, you know, just pray God's will. But that to me, that was just wild for me. I was like, wow. They were telling me this stuff. I'm sitting there with my mouth open like, are you serious? And the police officer who came, I'm kind of thinking that he was thinking that I was the guy. But after a few seconds, it was like, oh, nah, he ain't the guy. But he never came, the perpetrator never came across the street. And see, it's a good thing that they did this now because I've often heard of these stories about sexual predators. And first they start off a certain way, but then they get more aggressive. So I'm going to be keeping my eye across the street. I'm going to be keeping my eye across the street. I mean, right directly across the street from me. And they had just renovated these apartments. So the guy probably hasn't been in there for a month, you know, because they just renovated the apartments. But I don't know what the deal is with him or whatever, but I just pray that, you know, he gets some help or whatever, because I'm telling you, pleasure yourself in front of my wife if you want to. You're going to see a different side of me. But anyway, I don't know why I got off on that, but you know, but I'm still somewhat upset by what happened this morning, and my heart really goes out to the people, to my neighbors. It really does, because no one should have to go through that, and to have their daughter sitting there watching it too. It just blew my mind. I was like, oh, wow, I can't believe this. Is this a nightmare? But anyway, let's see. Bring It Boye says, is this table better Ben Carson was guilty of spending taxpayer money for? Well, let me tell you this. This table costs less than $300, and it's a nice one. It's not a cheap table, you know, as far as quality. It's not a cheap table. But my wife wanted to get rid of my old table for the longest time. And we saw our opportunity last week. We went to a furniture store, and this one was priced pretty good. It's a pretty nice table. And so this week we decided to go and get that table, because it was at such a nice price, and my wife was pretty afraid that it would be, you know, it would probably be gone by the time, you know, we came back. But it was still there, and we got the table. So we got a new table, but that old table, I've had it for about 20 years, a little more than 20 years, and it was a used table. A friend of mine said, "Well, my son threw this table out. It's still a good table." And she was like, "Well, I don't know why he threw it out. You know, it's still a good table." And at the time, I was single, and I had just moved into a new apartment, and I didn't have a kitchen table. And I was like, "Oh, okay, I can use it. I can use it then." But my wife never liked that table. She never did. She always wanted to get rid of that table, and we had an opportunity, and you know, took the opportunity. But anyway. Yeah, it does. It sounds like the right table for the right time. Yep, it certainly was. It certainly was. Now, let me get this caller on here. Let me get this caller. And folks, I'm not a person who likes to air his dirty laundry or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, this is, you know, what I just described about what happened with my neighbor downstairs. It really hurts me to my heart that something like that could ever happen and that someone could be that bold to do something like that. And this is stuff I hear on the news all the time. And I can never imagine someone actually, there has to be something wrong with their minds up there to actually do something like that in public. And I'm like, you know, but anyway, let me get this caller. That's my fruit bat alert. I forgot to do it before I got the caller. But anyway, hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Man, as long as you know me, why would you insult me with putting the fruit bat alarm? You know I'm not going to do that. I'm not putting the fruit bat. That's mistake number one. Number two, hey, man, look. Bring some of them folks to Florida. We don't need them all to go to North Carolina. But I will say one thing about North Carolina as in comparison to Florida, as well as California, which incidentally, I say the gas is probably about $4.05, so I was pretty much on the money. Gas for Baker's gas is about $2.91 down here.
Oh, okay. So that's like 30 cents more than what it costs here in Durham, North Carolina.
And one more thing I'd like to say. Being that I have two daughters, I guess I'm going to have to be watched out what I say to them two daughters calling them girls again. They might arrest me for that.
I mean, really? I mean, this is some ridiculous stuff, I'm telling you. This world is just going cuckoo. It's just crazy.
And one more thing. I still call this the United States of America. I don't totally agree with what you said, even though there's a lot of truth to what you said. Now, I'm finished telling you about yourself. Great show, man. Now, what do you have to say about that, sir?
Oh, well, I didn't hear you.
No, I have one more thing to say to you. I feel still that you said you call the United States of Stupidity. Well, I still disagree with you a little bit on that. I think it should be called the United States of America. But
I said the People's Republic of Stupidity.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, and I know those are harsh words, but from what I'm seeing from Black Lives Matter, Antifa, being politically correct and gender fluidity and everything and all this, and people getting upset at a cartoon skunk, but they don't get upset at Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion doing a strip show on the Grammys on Sunday. This country is going, it's not looking good. It's not looking good right now. You know, we still have our freedoms and whatever, but we need to fight for them because, you know, once I'm telling you, a lot of this stuff is really not political. A lot of this stuff is more of a spiritual nature because the people, you know, we might be more familiar with the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, going at it. But when the elites get the power that they want, they don't care about either one of you. They don't care about anyone. All they care about is the power that they can grab from the people, because that's what we see in China. That's what we see in Cuba. That's what we see in North Korea, in Venezuela, and every communist country in this world. The elites, they have the power, and they tell everybody else who is under them, this is what we expect of you. And see, people don't understand what communism and socialism is. They go around talking about, yeah, we need a socialist nation. Down with capitalism. Yeah, man. Free love, dude. Now, you don't even know what the difference is between capitalism and communism. And communism means you're going to have a centralized government, and they go so far as to tell you what career you are going to choose when, you know, when you get older. They tell you what you're going to choose. And people don't understand that. They talk, capitalism is bad. Capitalism is bad. Now, let me be honest with you. Capitalism is not perfect, but it's the best economic system by far in the world today. You know, now it, communism means them rascals up there, they're going to be the rich ones. They're going to be go to any communist country and look at their governments and compare them to how the people live, and you'll see what I mean. They're the ones who eat like fat cats. They're the ones, they don't have to worry about where to get anything because they have control of everything. But everyone else, they have to scrounge for a little piece of meat. They have to scrounge for this. They have to scrounge for that. And it destroys innovation. And that's why a lot of these communist countries, they rely on spying in order to up their technology. You look at China. China got a lot of their information on technology during the Clinton years when Bill Clinton gave them favored nation status. People don't understand that. Oh no, you're talking about Bill Clinton. Yeah, Bill Clinton screwed us up. Yes. Well, I voted for Bill Clinton. Well, you wasted your vote. How dare you say? Well, I'm not gonna be nice about it because the warning signs show themselves before we even elect these rascals. The warning signs show themselves before Biden got elected. The warning signs showed themselves before Obama got elected, but we chose to ignore them because, oh, yeah, you know, Obama's black and, you know, Joe Biden, he's got that black woman as his vice president, you know. But ignore all the warning signs. But the problem that I see is a lot of people who do know the truth, they choose to stick their heads in the sand because they don't want to cause any waves. They don't want to say anything because, you know, something might come back on them. And then next thing you know, oh, I got a family to think about. No, you got to stand up for the truth. You got to stand up for the truth. But a lot of people don't want to stand up for the truth because, like I said before, the truth cramps their style. And what we had going on this week is just crazy. It's like every day. What else is going to happen? You know, you can't call your dog a she, or it's all right for you to marry your dog, go on a honeymoon with your dog to Myrtle Beach. I never thought my mate would have to be on a leash for us to have a honeymoon. But
that makes two of us.
Yeah, so, but it really is, those of us who know the power of prayer, we need to pray for this country. And and here's another thing, we need to stop the political rhetoric. We need to stop it. We need to call a spade a spade. We need to call a heart a heart. We need to stop this political wrangling. Oh, I'm a liberal. Oh, I'm a conservative. And if you don't agree with my point of view, then boo with you. No, we need to stop that. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. If you call yourself a conservative, I'm not beating you over the head for calling yourself a conservative. But so many of us get caught up in the politics that we're not willing to listen to the other side speak, especially if you happen to be of the liberal mindset. You don't want to listen to the other side. Because, you know, hey, I'm about politics here. Yeah, the guy I support might be a dingbat. Yeah, he might be, but he's my dingbat. You know. And it blows my mind with people. If they hear that someone is a conservative, they already done turned their noses up at him. Oh, he's a conservative. That's what happened to Donald Trump. That is the main thing that happened to Donald Trump. Donald Trump said he was going to be conservative. He was going to be a Republican. Oh, noses already turned up against him. Then they had to cook up some things. They had to cook up some of his words and make them out to be what he didn't even say. Like, you know, people still say that Donald Trump said that white supremacists are very fine people. He never said that. And I will give you $2,500 if you can prove to me that Donald Trump said that. He did not say that. He did not say that Mexicans are rapists and murderers. He did not say that. But a lot of people believe he said that. What Donald Trump said is when these nations send, when they send their citizens to cross our borders, they always send the worst of them. He didn't say Mexicans in general are rapists and murderers. He said that's what's coming across our borders. When he said that Antifa was a bunch of animals, well, they are. They are a bunch of animals. He was telling the truth, but, oh, because Donald Trump said it. It was wrong for Donald Trump to say it. We talked about the kids in cages. Talked about the kids in cages. You know, people were like, oh, Donald Trump got these kids in cages. The pictures that they showed were from the Obama years, not the Trump years. And now, guess what? Joe Biden got kids in cages, but nobody's saying anything about that. They call it some, I forgot what they call them now. They don't call them kids in cages. But when Donald Trump was in office, they called, oh, kids in cages. He got these kids locked up in cages. Yeah, but them kids were getting free health care. They were getting free food, free snacks, diapers. They were getting free video games, things that us hardworking Americans, we had to scrounge up money to get ourselves. But they were getting this stuff for free. They even getting free education. I just heard this week that while the rest of our kids are sitting at home away from school, a lot of these illegal children coming into the country, they got teachers. They got them in schools. They teaching them for free. But they telling the rest of us, oh, you got to stay at home because of COVID-19. Oh, okay. I got you. I see where you're coming from now. Yeah. But the rest of us, we got to stay home. And these people are flooding our borders. Most of them are not even being checked for COVID-19. But the rest of us, we got to stay at home. Businesses closed down because of COVID-19. Oh, less than 1% of people who get sick by COVID-19 actually end up dying of it. Less than 1%. And now, why in the world do we have to wear masks during COVID-19? But when flu season comes around, nobody has to wear a mask then. Makes me wonder sometimes. And people, COVID, wear your mask, how come you ain't got your mask on? Well, you got yours on? Well, yeah. Okay, then what are you worried about? I thought the mask was supposed to prevent the virus from you getting the virus. About 3 months ago, my wife and I, we caught the virus. And guess what? We followed every protocol. We wore our mask, and we still caught it. And not only that, the people we were around, they were wearing their masks. And we still caught that. We caught that little joker. Lady up in Michigan. Let me go here. Restaurant owner arrested. Let me tell you all something. I believe in following the laws, even though they might cramp my style a little bit. But it gets to a point where the laws get too overbearing. And you have people who have been out of work for a year. And they're singing the praises of these stimulus checks. Oh, wow, $1,400. Oh, wowee. Okay, you got $1,400. Got people quitting their jobs when they get $1,400, as if that $1,400 makes them rich. $1,400 will evaporate on a hot day.
I know somebody who got the text, and they're going shopping. They're probably down in Mobile. They was on the way down to Mobile. They're going to start spending that money. But one of them said that they do have some paying for the pay something for to get the car up and running. They have an oil rig or something like that. But they're talking about shopping and everything. You know, as you well know, women and shopping, they talk about clothes and perfume and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you might spend $100 of it, but just use that check wisely, because people that got other business check they need. It's like somebody gave them a blank check and, like, go out there and spend it whatever way you want to. So.
Yeah. But anyway, before I got one last story to talk about, and this involves a lady up in Michigan. I forget which part of Michigan it was. Holland, Michigan. This lady is 55 years old, and she was an immigrant from, where did she immigrate from? Was it Poland? I think she's a Polish immigrant. She was arrested after she opened up her restaurant because, you know, it was a violation of COVID restrictions. And it says a Michigan restaurant owner was arrested Friday after she ignored the state's coronavirus restrictions and ignored a court order, State Attorney General Dana Nessel said in a statement. Marlena Pavlos Hackney, 55, owns Marlena's Bistro and Pizzeria in Holland, Michigan. She was taken into custody around 5:45 a.m. Friday morning without incident by the Michigan State Police after she failed to turn herself in, according to State District Attorney's Office. Now, when they arrested this woman, they put her in handcuffs and leg shackles as if she was a murderer. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This this owner has continued to willfully violate the state's food laws, public health orders, and the order of the court, a dangerous act that may have exposed dozens of diners and employees to the virus following the discovery that one of Marlena's customers tested positive for the virus within 2 days of eating there. That doesn't mean that they caught it there. See, that's the thing. MDARD is particularly concerned because the potential exposure happened at a restaurant that refuses to comply with basic COVID-19 measures required by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of the article. I'll probably leave it up, and you all can check it out yourselves. This is from the Daily Caller, and I'm going to leave the link in the chat room, and you all can check it out for yourselves. But a lot of people are, you know, they're facing hard times because they haven't been able to open their businesses. And because they haven't been able to open their businesses, they haven't been able to make a living, which makes it hard. Now, here's the thing that bothers me about all of this. The people who are making the laws, I bet they ain't lost any of their payments. They still going to work. People in Congress and whatever, they still getting paid. But they telling the rest of us, oh, no, COVID restrictions. You can't, you know, this is going to spread COVID. And look, folks, let me tell you all something. I think COVID-19 has really exposed a lot of people's deepest fears, because you got a lot of people who are germophobes. And when they heard about this COVID, it was pretty much over the top. Now, I'm not trying to negate the seriousness of COVID, but it's not as serious and over the top people make it out to be. And a lot of people's fear, you don't have a mask. Chill out. Okay. You got your mask. Then what are you worried about? But anyway, this thing has just, you know, it has ruined a lot of people's businesses, and a lot of people need to make a living. And basically, what I see going on now, correct me if I'm wrong, basically what I'm seeing going on is this is just another means for the government to make people more dependent on them. That's just how I see it. You know, the government loves it when you depend on them, because when you depend on them for your, you know, finances or whatever like that, they have a level of control over you. And they can tell you, okay, if you want this, then I don't want you doing this. Give you a good example. The Great Society that passed in the 1960s, Lyndon Baines Johnson passed that welfare passed that welfare law. I think it's cost this nation about $20 trillion since then. But they told women, if you want to get some of this welfare, then you should not be married. And that's why single motherhood took off after the 1960s. And that's why you have these women who just have child after child after child, just recklessly having children. No father in the home, though. And they just, because this becomes, now this becomes a burden on, quote unquote, the government, which really is not, it's not a burden on the government. It becomes the burden on the rest of us. Because this is taxpayer money that is going to feed these women having these children recklessly. And see, the government saying, okay, if you want welfare, then you don't need to be married. Which means if you're a couple, if you happen to be a couple and you fall on hard times and you want to get welfare, you're not going to, it's going to be a harder time for you to get welfare than if you were a single mother. But a lot of people, they don't see it like that. And see, a lot of people, they think government control is the bee's knees. They think government control is what it's all about. We need a bigger government so they can do this and they can provide this and do no. And you got these people talking about free health care and free schools and all this and everything. It's not going to be free. And because someone's going to have to end up paying for it. And you know who they're going to go to? They're going to go to the rich folks. But here's the thing, too. Don't think when taxes go up, it's only going to go up on the rich, because it can only go up so far. But when the government gets real greedy over it, they're going to tax everybody. And you can sit here and cry about, oh, yeah, they're raising the taxes on the rich. They're raising taxes on the rich. And when Donald Trump was in office and he talked about tax cuts, the first thing they he wants to give tax cuts to the rich. That wasn't what he was talking about. But every time a candidate, who is usually a conservative, talks about tax cuts, the media, someone in the media keeps, he's going to cut taxes for the rich, which the rich are already being soaked too much in taxes in the first place. The top 10% pay 70% of the taxes. The bottom 50%, they don't pay anything. If you go and get your taxes done, when you go and get your taxes done and you receive a return on your taxes, that means you didn't pay any federal tax. That means the government took too much out of you. A lot of times we're like, oh, yes, my money, yes, you know. And, yeah, you know, I mean, it's okay to get that back, but keep in mind that all that means is that the government took too much money out of your taxes the previous year. That's all that is. But we want to talk about free this and free that. Somebody's going to end up paying for it. And keep on thinking that, oh, yeah, they want to raise taxes. That means the rich, they're going to – folks, can someone please tell me? Can someone please answer this question? I've asked this question before. Can someone please tell me what is the fair share that the rich people need to be paying into the taxes? Because they keep going up on the taxes, but they keep complaining that the rich don't pay their fair share. But they keep going up. What is the fair share for the rich? Now, if this person came up with an innovation or, you know, some invention or whatever, and they're getting, you know, they're getting rewarded for it. You know, they put out something out there, people buy it, and they get rich as a result. What's the problem with that? What's wrong with that? But see, punish those who work hard. We want to punish those who are the job makers. We want to punish hard work. And we think that the rich people, they have all this money because they stepped down on the little guy. And don't talk about being rich and white. Oh, man, you're the worst of the bunch. Rich white people, oh, because people automatically think, oh, You're rich. You're white. That means you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, which means you didn't work for that money. So give me that money. No, that's not how it works, people. But that's how the media makes you think. And see, really, if the media gets you to think like that, you're really not thinking for yourself. You're basically thinking along the lines of the ideas that they put in your head. And I'm like this, and Vorpal Byte says something. He says, equal taxes for equal men. Everybody should pay the same amount in taxes. I say the same percentage. I'll say the same percentage. And I'm a big fan of the fair tax. I'm a big fan of that. And the fair tax basically says you only pay taxes on goods and services. Like when you go, like when I went to get this new table yesterday, the tax on it was $15. Now, I believe in that type of tax, but this federal income tax and everything and state tax and stuff like that, nah. Because I think, now, once again, I'm just going to state my opinion. I think that this is the reason why we have a greedy government, because of the income tax. And they figure that any little project that they want, that they just raise the taxes and they'll get the revenue for it. And you got these people talking about, well, the government, they need money. Yeah, they do, but not the money. I mean, we are trillions of dollars in debt nationally, and these rascals keep coming up with ways to get us into more debt.
Well, how about if we, every time they get a check every week, how about if we take 50-60% of theirs for federal tax from their check?
Yeah, and give it back to the people.
Right.
Yeah. And Vorpal Byte says, if you can tax a person for their wealth, it's a short trip to taxing them for their skin color or religion. Oh boy. You're on the ball there, Vorpal Byte.
He's always on the ball.
Yeah. Oh man, Bring It Boye, where are you located? Bring It Boye, where are you located? I'm getting a message that they just had an earthquake in California. So be in prayer about those people in California. I don't know how severe it was, but Bring It Boye said everything just shook up. I don't know if Bring It Boye is in the San Diego area or the Los Angeles area, but just pray for the people in California. Like I said, hey, move to North Carolina. Well, you move to North Carolina, you'll have a problem with the hurricanes. But San Bernardino, oh, okay, oh, yeah. We're gonna be in prayer with you about that. Bring It Boye, you know. I mean, I feel like your family, you know, in a way. Even though I've never seen your face or whatever, but I feel like your family. And when you hurt, I hurt. You know, that's how I feel about that. So
I just got something to say. Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what I was going to say is that all the help's not coming from North Carolina. He's going to have some help from Florida also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, Florida's another nice state. Don't get me wrong now. Don't get me wrong about Florida, because Florida's another nice state. And I tell everybody, Florida is my favorite state. I love me some Florida. I love the pine. I love the palm trees. I love the sand. I love the ocean water and everything. The only thing I don't like about Florida probably is, you know, the possibility of sinkholes and stuff like that. And, of course, the city of Miami. I'm not a fan of the city of Miami, even though I like the Miami Dolphins, but I'm not a fan of the city of Miami. I mean, but I love me some Florida. Give me the Swamp Gators any day. But, yeah.
Don't leave me out now, man, okay?
Yeah. There's some guy down there named Iredale Harris. Yeah, he's another thing that I like about Florida, so, yeah, whatever.
thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
That's neither here nor there. But San Bernardino, we're going to be praying for you. So, you know, you all just hang on. hang on there. And they said it was a short one, but they felt it. So
what was the Richter scale? 5.9.
Well, they just had it, so they don't know what this Richter scale is yet.
I got you.
Yeah, it just happened. But we're going to send prayers out to California, and you got, because bring it, Boye. You're going to have to look. Your wife and I, we said we're going to do a show about that book. Now we can't be having anything happening to you guys. We're going to do a show about that book. It's going to be I should have it within the next maybe 4 or 5 months. Have that show about the book, the book by Manning Johnson. Color, Communism, and good grace, I keep forgetting the name of that book. I need to keep the book out here. But we're going to do a show about that book, you know, and I want you guys to be in the best of health when we do that show. But anyway, I'm coming to the end. I'm feeling like I'm running out of things to say, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Is there anything, anyway, is there anything anybody wants to say, any closing arguments or whatever? Bring it, Boye. That lady being arrested is a form of tyranny. It is because you're preventing her from making a livelihood. And the very people who are doing that, hey, they're getting paid. They're getting paid. They ain't lose a day of work, and they still getting paid. And I guarantee you, they didn't have a drop in pay either. They probably still getting the same amount of pay that they got before the pandemic. And I will not be surprised if these guys get up and they have a session in Congress and they vote themselves a pay raise. I will not be surprised because they do that mess all the time. But
yeah,
anyway,
it's not 1 or 2% either.
No. I mean, but and I'm still trying to wonder. I'm still trying to figure out how someone who makes $100,000 a year is now a millionaire. I'm trying to figure that out because we got several congressmen who are millionaires, but they're making $100,000 a year. I don't understand that thing. But anyway, I digress. You got any closing arguments, Iredale?
I just want to say that you're right. The United States needs to come together because we're falling so far from the country was born. It's time to put the dumb stuff away, whether it's color or religion. We need to come together and work together, and it shouldn't take a pandemic or earthquake or another weather thing, tornadoes and stuff, for us to come together. We should be together before those things happen. And it's past time for that. I'm finished.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you there, Iredale. Thank you there. I appreciate that. And, oh, yeah, that's true, Vogelbite. Police are hired and work for a mayor. They are accountable only to him for their behavior. Sheriffs are elected officials, and their actions are accountable to the people, the voters. Yeah, And Bring It Boye says they don't see why people need to open their business because they're getting paid. Like, yeah, exactly. That's right. You know, so, but anyway, folks, God willing, should have another edition of Black by Color Only. I'm still going to do that special edition called Africa one of these Saturdays. I don't know if it's going to be next Saturday or Saturday after next or whatever, because I gotten some information this week about the continent of Africa, why Africa is still poor and things like that. But I promise you all, I'm going to do that show. But anyway, you all stay safe out there. Prayers to San Bernardino. We just pray God's will that the people in San Bernardino and in that surrounding area are safe in Jesus' name. And we just thank you that nobody is hurt. And we just pray God's will for that situation in San Bernardino in Jesus' name. I'm Vincent E. Brown. I am signing off. And until the next time, I'll see you on the rebound. Y'all have a good Saturday. Stay safe out there.
Thank you.